This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
No, we've been having conversations, and, you know, like before the season, we knew at one point Campbell was going to be part of it. It just happened that he was in opening day. We knew that Marcelo at one point was going to contribute, and he's here already because of injuries. And I know, you know, at one point Roman is going to be here. The timing, this is something that as an organization, we're going to decide when. Obviously, he's doing an outstanding job. He's getting better. And, you know, he's not knocking on the door. He's knocking it down, let's be honest. And, when we make the decision, I know everybody's going to be happy, and I know he's going to contribute.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
I'm sure Alex Cora has the Odyssey app, but I'm going to assume he's not listening right now. This is going to sound like a little shot. That was Alex Cora yesterday talking to us about Roman Anthony, when he might get called up, why he hasn't been called up, and all that. And he said, as an organization, you know what I now think? When he says as an organization, it means when they tell me he's coming up, he'll be on my bench.
Yeah, like, that surprised you?
That he doesn't have any say. Shouldn't he have say?
He has some say.
A manager of his sway. He's won the World Series. You signed him for $7 million a year. He's relationships guy. He's been here longer than you. You canned him. Suspended him, canned him, whatever the hell it was, brought him back. He's been here longer than the GM. The GM didn't get to pick him. Shouldn't a guy like that have some say and some sway?
Nope. So you think Breslow's calling the shots?
Somebody. The organization is telling
him. The organization has 300 nerds that work for him. Yeah. Like, it's to just let one guy, you're going to have all these staffers that do all this analytics work, and to just let one guy make the decision, be like the Patriots with Belichick, why have scouts when Bill's going to make the decision at the end? It's baseball is such a different, it's just a different,
I don't like it,
style in how they operate.
Pilot drives the plane.
And he's I also think it's kind of a way in which you never know who to really zero in on if nobody knows who's the person responsible for each of these big decisions, don't you think?
Yeah, it's all we as fans are entitled to know. And I bet you Alex Cora knows exactly who calls the majority of the shots, and it's not him. And Andy, to your point, the crazy thing is now, well, hopefully not in Newark, because half the time they lose track of the airplanes. But the majority of these airplanes between like ILM and AI, pilots are only there basically to make sure liftoff goes well. And if something goes wrong, they retake control. Otherwise, that's the tweet. And as far as baseball goes and why this comparison is actually apt, I feel like Alex Cora is now a contemporary pilot. Sure, like he can make some decisions like when to pull a pitcher, you'd think, but otherwise, I think he's hearing from on high, like, our model projects that 85 pitches will be adequate for Garrett Crochet, 1 1/3 from Weissert, depending on his effectiveness tonight. Follow up, like, the numbers are, like, we've heard for years from people in town and all over, nerds are ruining the game, and the value they've provided has been tremendous for advanced scouting and the efficiency in which baseball is played. But if we can't go back to, and Alex Cora is not allowed to just be a good old-fashioned skip, he's doomed with the problems and the communication issues this team's having.
Yep.
again, though, I think it's his name and his face, and he's the one, like, he's the point person. It's fine that you have information and research and 300 nerds and all of that. Or to use your example, Fitzy, the pilot is running it on AI and autopilot unless something goes wrong and then he grabs the stick, right? Mm-hmm. This team is crashing if it's an airplane. It is headed toward the ground at a high rate of speed and somebody needs to pull up.
I'm not sure he grabs a stick, though. Like he's like Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell, he's paid $40 million a year to take all the bullets for the owners.
That's true.
It's kind of the same thing. I think Alex, what does he get paid to do? He gets paid to have to answer all these tough questions about the franchise when a lot of the decisions are probably taken out of his hands. But why is he paid so much? Because he's got to face the music. That's part of what his salary is about.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely true with Goodell. And if that's true with Cora, I don't love it. I don't love
it. $7 million to be a punching bag and a soundbite?
Do you think that's different than any other? I think all of baseball's
I think it's trending that way. And I don't care for it. I don't. In general, I'm more of an old school guy, like gut, like the guy who is in the clubhouse and the guy who manages every night and knows his players and knows the situations. That's the guy I want running my baseball team. No, I do not want the analytics people. I watched the Tampa Bay Rays lose a World Series because analytics. Like, you make these decisions that are based on computers, and you have no idea what the hell's going on in an actual game.
You want a guy that's been managing the big league club who hasn't been down at the AAA watching Roman Anthony every single day to make the decision whether or not to pull Roman Anthony up?
Well, I think he can watch the big league club that stinks at the plate, and basically read the box scores and watch a couple highlight. Hell, he admitted to us he watches YouTube videos of highlights of major league, minor leaguers sometimes. I think he can do that and go, yeah, could that guy help us? I'm at least worth trying. And by the way, that guy's been good for year upon year, right? Like, he's been the best prospect in baseball for like 2+ years.
Maybe he does say that, and they just go, okay, Alex, thank you. We got you. We know how you feel.
I would throw something at him if they did that.
So like, that's what the conversation sounds like?
Yeah.
Alex says his piece, and they turn back to their computers and go, okay,
thanks, man.
See yourself out.
Yep, kind of. That's what it feels like. And I would hate it if I were him, and I hate it for him because the guy has lived and breathed baseball his entire life, right? Like, that's who he is. He has been preparing for this opportunity his whole life. Like, he's a baseball lifer, and there's value in that. In my opinion, there's still value in that. There's still value in the experience and the relationships and all of these things. And yes, is there a place for analytics? Is there a place for keeping track of every pitch and every this and every that? Absolutely. It's called a scouting report in the old days. It wasn't even called analytics, right? Like, it's a scouting report. Mm-hmm. You want information on yourself, your opponent, how they match up, how we can maximize things, minimize, right? Like, that's
Patriots Pro Football Weekly,
right?
You know, it's the do's and don'ts.
Absolutely.
That's how the 2007 Red Sox credited their victory, their sweep over the Rockies. The scouting department prepared detailed analysis of what kind of pitches to throw every single hitter. They had them all sussed out. And then the Red Sox went out and swept them 4 straight, and the pitching was immaculate, and they were able to, like, their data department, their advanced data was better than the other teams, but it didn't dictate all the moves. They let Tito make the moves, let the pitchers throw the pitches, and they dominated. That's the way it should be.
Yeah, I'm not saying there's not a place for your 300 nerds, Ted, and your analytics, and Craig Breslow, and leaning into certain things, but I would also say, so those guys have been running the team all year, right?
Yes.
Okay, has the team been good?
Nope.
Okay, so a third of the way through the season, Craig Breslow, your words, not mine, is time when you start to figure out what the problem is, how you fix it, how you change it. If I'm Alex Cora, maybe I say, hey, we've been playing your way for 58 games. How about we try my way now?
Okay, so that's not in his nature, right? That's, here we go, back to Rafi Devers. It's the same thing. He's got a good job. He doesn't want to ruffle any feathers. He just signed a long-term deal. He wants to go along and get along. That's kind of what you probably are dealing with.
They're floating towards the waterfall. They have a paddle, and they're not using it.
Knowing what you know about Alex Cora, do you think he's all hell bent on bringing up a rookie to put out there? Do you get the sense that he likes the young players, or does he favor more the older player?
Favors more older players. But the older players are part of the problem, not part of the solution. Trevor Story, not part of the solution. We could just sit around and whistle and wait and cross our fingers and toes in hopes that he gets good, or we can take the guy that is playing good baseball and try to bring him up and try to alter the dynamic of the team. this whole slow playing, sort of drifting towards the horizon and the storm that's coming. Like, why?
I just the manager that pounds his table for this is what I want. This isn't, you know, and then it goes out there and he's just got bitter beer face every day. That manager, those days are gone. That manager is long gone in this game.
I guess. I don't know. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines, get the thoughts of some of the listeners. Pete in the car, what are your thoughts on the Red Sox and Alex Cora right now, Pete?
Hey, how's it going? So I'm anti-Breslau. I'll just put it out there right up front. He hasn't had this team prepared. He hasn't had veterans to sit around with the six rookies that maybe seven planning now with Roman to come up. My question to you guys is, who do you think's first to leave, first of all, Breslau or Cora? And secondly, how much do you think that he's planned already ahead where his next second wind is going to be, Cora? What team he's going to go with? Because he's going to sit pretty in the Metro West, like you guys have said, with his family. Great education, great place to be. But he's the lame duck now, and he doesn't mind being it. He supported Devers, which, in my opinion, I know that baseball is a team sport, but Devers isn't the guy that you move around and you push and pull. It's just not that veteran status that you do that with. You have other guys that play middle infield that are shiftable. It's embarrassing. It's absolutely embarrassing. And if Breslau isn't gone before Cora, I don't care anymore.
Thanks for the call, Pete. I do not get the feeling Breslau will be gone before Cora. He just got here.
Nope.
And I feel like at some point he has to play the card of, I inherited a manager. Let me go get my own manager. We'll be able to work better together with my
analytics. Has that been the trend, though? What's been the trend?
The trend has been the other guy, the guy in the front office.
General managers go before the managers goes.
But, yes, Dan Ball?
Do you think John Henry would allow Craig Breslau to fire Alex Cora? Because I personally do not. I think it'd go the other way around, where Breslau would get fired, and Cora, who may have an eye on leaving the dugout at some point, would take the next step up to the big
Cora's
office.
So Cora's Cam Neely.
He was
Cora's a made man, and he's not going anywhere until he wants to go somewhere.
When they hired Breslau, he was mentioned in those conversations as maybe having an eye on that.
Oh
job.
Yeah.
Brad Stevens. Okay,
he's
Brad
talked Stevens. About it. The difference with like the player thing, though, it feels like a Cam Neely to me. Like that, the owner is just in love with the ex player, and like he's not going anywhere. I believe in him. If something goes wrong, it's not his fault, kind of thing. And there, Cora's definitely talked about wanting to bump upstairs, wanting maybe a different role at some point.
And I also feel like they are in lockstep because I feel like Alex Bregman was brought in more by Henry at Cora's request than Breslau really being like, yeah, no, this is our guy after the full offseason go through.
So if that's true, then how does the current, how do you make that marry up with the current dynamic where we're basically saying Craig Breslau and the Geeks run the organization?
That's the issue because I don't know if you can.
Like, there's a weird, like, if Cora has the I'm here longer than you are mentality and he knows it, then shouldn't he have cards to play? Shouldn't he have, you know, in the old days there were a back door to Bobby Greer or whatever. Shouldn't he be going to talk to John Henry and be like, listen, they made me pull Crochet in the sixth inning. I didn't want to do it. Well, do I keep having to listen to this guy so we lose baseball games? Shouldn't he be able to do that if he's a made man and he's here forever?
Yeah, you'd think. You would think so. You know, and I feel like if Alex really wanted to go and this thing was going to dissolve, they would have been last year. They had an opportunity.
Don't think he has his eye on, like, the next job or anything like that, as Pete the caller was insinuating. Because I do think he would get a job. If he's fired, I think he will be hired by somebody immediately. He has a World Series ring. He has a very good reputation. He's good, Ted, at what you said, like sort of the media stuff, the face of the franchise type stuff, which is important, which is part of it, especially in baseball. I mean, look at it. He talks to the media like four times a day.
Do you think it would be easy? You know how hard it was to get a general manager to come here? I mean, how many guys did they interview before they got to Craig Breslau?
A lot.
Imagine what it would take to get a manager to come here. If you know what I mean? So they probably lean on Alex because it's like, this guy wants to be here. And, you know, if we do an interview process, who are we going to get that's going to want to come here that can handle this market?
All right, let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Paul and Quincy, you're joining us. Talk a little Red Sox. What's up, Paul?
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Good.
Hey. Bill Parcells once said you can't fix dumb. These people are playing dumb. They have the talent. They have the experience, but they're making stupid mistakes. To me, that's on the manager. Okay? If you can't fix it, then they have to fix it in the front office.
All right, thanks for the call, Paul. You can't fix stupid, so they're stupid right now.
Great line, man.
Yeah, it is a great line, and there's some truth to it.
I mean, it's you can't teach inexperience. I mean, there's a lot of young players out there. So if that equals to stupidity, you're seeing inexperienced baseball out there is what you're seeing right now.
So it's funny because I was a believer, Fitzy, that last year when Cora signed the extension, it wasn't mm-hmm. just the money. It was like he reached some sort of a working comfort relationship with Breslow. And part of the reason he was cocky that this is the last time we're going to struggle or whatever, was that they were on the same page and he had a feeling they were going to go out and maybe he didn't know the exact guys, but be aggressive, get a Crochet, get a Bregman, change the team, bring in veterans. So how do we get from that, if there was some truth to that then, which I believe there was, to now I'm getting a text, Fitzy, that says, it's simple. Cora is letting Breslow dig his own grave. Like, now he's letting him dig his own grave here? Like, what the hell is going on with the communication and the backroom antics at Fenway Park?
Cora got what he wanted when his guy came in this offseason to both improve morale and leadership as well as defense. And he was the best hitter until he got hurt. Bregman going down was catastrophic for this team. Not that they were playing 800 baseball when the injury happened. This is what happens when there are too many cooks in the kitchen. This is what happens when you have 10 screenwriters on the same screenplay and certain people like, I write dialogue. I'm a narrative guy. I do this. I do like, you have to have a singular vision. Whose vision for a ball club is this? Is it John Henry's? Is it the nerd hive? Is it Breslow? Is it Cora's? Or is it all of them working together? Because I don't think anyone there has a clear vision for what this team should be. Or someone else does. It's not jibing with the way that Alex Cora wants to handle this team. And it's a mess.
So, Ted, the Red Sox are apparently that movie Him that I showed you. The football movie that's also a slasher film that's also a...
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Whatever, like eight different people put ideas in a box and it came out that movie.
You got to get some
show field trip. We're all going to see that
when
it comes out.
Before you want put that.
I don't need the goodies. Couple gummies. Unless it's Miller Lite. Couple Miller Lights. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Tony in Bridgewater. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey,
good show. You, John Henry should do what the Celtics did with Brad Stevens and kick Cora up the top. Breslow's a puppet. And, you know, he can use all these words. He makes a fool of himself. I don't think he knows what he's doing. And I think Cora's a little bit burnt out, to be honest with you. I'm a Cora supporter, but it doesn't seem like his heart's in it. He says the right things. He's a good interview, but the Celtics succeeded, you know, when they kicked Stevens, put him upstairs. And I think this team needs a little jolt like that.
Thanks for the call, Tony. I don't totally disagree, but we weren't saying this like 2 months ago. We said he looks like he's in great shape. He's glowing. He's running. Well, he's in
hyped.
A good mood.
It's the best roster he's had in a long time.
Yeah.
So now he seems energized.
So now all of a sudden
he's
burnt out.
It's the worst record, Ted.
Yeah.
That's the crazy part,
yeah.
Man.
Well, I mean, my feeling is behind the scenes, they probably find reasons to justify the season, how it's gone so far. I mean, third baseman out for, you know, several months. Your first baseman out for the season. Tanner Houck, not what was advertised. On and on and on. There's just guys that are underperforming that you didn't think would be this bad. That you know, Trevor Story, nobody thought he'd be this bad, did they? So there's just a lot of things they thought going in was the way it was going to be, and it hasn't turned out that way. So I wonder if they're kind of all looking at it like, you know, like, hey, you know, there's a lot of these factors that have gone into this season so far and that were maybe out of Alex Cora's control.
Yeah, there are. And it just hit me when you said that, the irony of a lot of people were skeptical of Trevor Story. They're like, he'll be gone by Memorial Day because he'll be hurt. Now they wish he was gone by Memorial Day because he's healthy, but he kind of stinks. A little bit of irony in that story for him. Let's go back to the phone lines. Mike in the car, what are your thoughts on the Red Sox right now, Mike?
Hey, guys, a couple of quick points. First, they're grooming two managers. They're grooming Tech and Rep Snyder, both to be managers. Secondly, I think the big domino to fall here is going to be Campbell playing first base. They're going to move Campbell to first base. They're going to move Raphael to second base. Unfortunately, they're going to suffer with the story at shortstop, but that allowed them to bring up Anthony.
All right, thanks for the call, Mike. Yeah, Cora told us yesterday that Sunday –
Christian Campbell will indeed be at first base. Now, whether that coincides with Rafaela moving into the, I thought he was going to say Rafael Devers for a second there at second
that's
base.
What I thought.
I was like, I don't think that's going to work at all. First of all, he should say no to that move. He could get embarrassed.
Can you imagine if you asked him about second base? He's like, yes, I've been waiting for you guys to ask me about second base.
That's the one place I do want to play on defense right now. It will be interesting to see what coincides with Campbell. Well, first of all, don't
we
have to
first? Who's going to play second?
Don't we have to see if he can play first? I mean, it could be a train wreck. Right? It could be an absolute trainer. All I heard when Devers was going to go there is, like, you can get embarrassed, you can get hurt, it can be
Sunday
dangerous.
Is so must-see with the Campbell move, and, of course, you got Sale back. I mean, like, it's going to be... No, I'm sorry, it's Spencer Strider against Crochet, correct? Sunday's huge.
Yes, thumbs up from Dan Ball.
That's a hell of a game on Sunday.
Maybe they'll pull him in the fourth. Just kidding. That snark and sarcasm was uncalled for. I apologize.
Now they'll pull him in the third.
Yeah. WEEI Afternoons, it's Friday. It's coming up on 5:30. That means we got an expanded odds and ends, and there'll be a little Chris Sale, as you noted, Fitzy. You might be pitching, but also he made some history recently. A little Chris Sale and other aspects of odds and ends up next.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. The Red Sox open up a three-game road series with the Atlanta Braves tonight. First pitch is at 7:15. It's Lucas Giolito against Grant Holmes. Here's your starting lineup. It's Jaron Duran in left and Rafael Devers, your DH. Willier Abreu out in right with Carlos Narvaez as your catcher. Marcelo Meyer is at third with Abraham Toro at first. Trevor Story is at short. Christian Campbell at second. And Zaydon Rafaela is in center field batting ninth. From earlier today, the Red Sox are calling up reliever Nick Birdie from AAA Worcester, and the corresponding move, Liam Hendricks, has been added to the injured list. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcand at 6:15 p.m. tonight, and Will Fleming, Will Middlebrooks, and Lou Maloney have the call of the game. Last night in the NBA, the Knicks extended their season with a 111-94 win over the Pacers in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 6 of that series is Saturday night in Indiana. The winner of the series faces the Thunder in the NBA Finals. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Oilers doubled up the Stars 6-3 to win their series in 5 games and advance to the Stanley Cup Final. Game 1 of that series, featuring a rematch of the Oilers and Panthers, will be held in Edmonton on Wednesday night. The New England Revolution visit CF Montreal tomorrow night. Kickoff is at 7:30. And the Patriots return to the field for OTAs today, their third and final day of team activities this week. In league news, the 49ers and Eagles are working to finalize a trade that will send edge rusher Bryce Huff to San Francisco for a mid-round pick. And the Dolphins have engaged in trade discussions with the Steelers involving former Patriots tight end Jonnu Smith. Contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI at WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The only title this show cares about is the city's next one.
As the confetti flies, the colors are silver, blue, and red.
So we'll call it what it is. Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, winding down a long week, even though it was a short week because of the holiday. Coming up on our usual Friday catch-all, odds and ends, expanded edition. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to start with something. You just referenced Fitzy, Chris Sale. And Chris Sale made some history recently. He recorded his 2,500th strikeout, which probably isn't surprising. Wow. You're like, he's a good pitcher, Cy Young, strikes out a lot of guys. Okay.
Gets hurt a lot.
This guy, very negative, this Ted Johnson today.
That's
or is
honest,
he a realist?
The truth is never mean. But he became the fastest. I saw this headline and then I had to like do a little research and it makes sense. He became the fastest pitcher in history to reach 2,500 strikeouts. And you're like,
wow.
That's interesting. Wouldn't have thought that.
There's like a lot of like guys like
Nolan Ryan,
Randy Johnson. Walter Johnson, all these old guys.
Justin Verlander.
And then it made sense to me because they are calculating it by innings pitched. He's the fewest innings pitched to reach 2,500 Ks. What sways him is what you said, Ted. He gets hurt a lot. When he's actually on the mound, he pitches well, strikes guys out. He gets that fastball going, the slider going. It's just... Well, then he could miss 3 months, and then he could miss a half a season and all this, because he's 36 years old. Mm-hmm. So that's that weird part. But we have some interesting audio here from MLB Network talking about Chris Sale's 2,500 strikeout and a bit of a interesting take, I guess.
Another 1-2, and Sale got him. Career strikeout, number 2,500.
That puts him 40th all-time. On the all-time strikeout list. By the end of the season, he could be in the low to mid-20s passing guys like Bob Feller, Warren Spahn, Tom Glavine. I think the Hall of Fame resume is already complete.
For sure.
But he's still got some canvas. I mean, he could rise into the teens in this list.
Yeah. So is Chris Sale already a Hall of Famer?
It
feels like no to me.
Doesn't feel like that. No. No.
How many more seasons of this does he need to be one? Because I'm with you guys. He's almost there. But not yet.
So the number they were bandying about, he just hits 2,500 Ks. 3,000 Ks is like an automatic. You get 3,000 Ks, you're in the Hall of Fame. So he's 500 Ks away.
So if it's just stats.
200 Ks a year. So he could, a couple more seasons, he's in.
Okay. But he's...
It's weird. It's a weird career.
He's not the ace of a world champion, you know, a World Series champ.
Well, I mean, he is when he's healthy. Like, and that's the issue. And he was a Cy Young Award winner last year. He bounces back. He wins the World Series with the Red Sox. Like, he has a really interesting
You have a playoff moment that you remember him where he just came in the playoffs and just
He closed out. What was the game, Fitzy? He closed out.
Game 5, 2018 World Series. Yeah. He struck out. He was the closer for the final inning, and he put Machado on his knees.
So is that Hall of Fame worthy, that performance right there?
Not just that, but when I feel like he's got a bunch of bullet points that you go, oh, yeah, he did do that. Oh, yeah, he does have that number.
2017, he had over 300 strikeouts for the Sox. He
I think
dominant.
We just get caught up in, as Boston fans, he signed an extension and then immediately fell off his bike, broke his wrist, couldn't pitch, like injury after injury after injury. Like
broke a TV.
Yeah, like this whole negative view kind of makes us miss the point that he probably is a Hall of Fame pitcher. It's interesting.
I'm not going to lose any sleep over it.
It all just snuck up on me last night when I saw him get his 2,500th K, and then they said he was the fastest to it, and then they start listing things, and you're like, son of a bitch, he is a Hall of Famer with the things he's accomplished. So
I just remember him as being the guy that got mad about the jerseys.
Cut the sleeves off. Oh, yeah.
And yet he's the nicest guy in the world. It's so strange how he is like a super psycho and then the coolest dude with a great soundbite.
Also, Ted, the opposite of you, and I don't mean this as a shot. He is the skinniest human being I've ever seen in person in my life. And I literally saw him in a hotel in Arizona in spring training. Mm-hmm. And he it's just bones. There's like a waist. It looks like his pants are just going to slide
off.
He's
like refugee thin. Yes. And he has giant, giant hands. And I'm 6'2", and I had to look up to him. Like, he's a tall dude. He's a big guy.
The way he pitches is kind of fun to watch. I like how he whips it.
Oh, it's
a
whip.
It's just a whip.
It's that thing you use so you don't get your hand dirty to throw to your dog. That little stick with the ball on the end. That is Chris Sale.
Hit a golf ball really far.
He'd probably blow his back out or something. Channing Crowder.
Oh, my gosh, this guy.
Oh, you like this story?
Oh, this is the greatest story ever, and we haven't talked about it until right now.
Well, we talked about the first part of this story, which was Channing Crowder saying that Jordan choreographed the Open and had her paws all over Bill Belichick.
To what?
To the podcast with Ryan Clark and Bill Belichick, which was, very damage control-y, boring, not the CBS interview. And then Channing Crowder says with a local radio station, her paws were all over it, choreographed it. We couldn't play the audio. Why? Because the audio seems to have disappeared. But we do have audio of Channing Crowder pulling a Ted Johnson
and sneakers.
Beep, backing his ass up with an apology.
Oh. Here you go.
What were you, trying to convey, or what would you say about those things now?
Oh, I would say now that it came out, we're talking about Belichick.
Yeah.
With him and Jordan. Great, beautiful couple, honestly.
Beautiful
couple.
What a 180.
This effing guy.
I had to pause it. I'm sorry.
You got more. There's more.
There's much more. That was just insane.
You know what? All that stuff I said, just forget it. The smiling, nodding. No.
They use the word cringeworthy today a lot. This apology is cringeworthy.
It's awful.
Makes me uncomfortable, and I'm not 100%. The one forced to give it.
All respect for this guy.
All right, here we go.
You can see that they love each other.
Uh-huh. It's a real couple.
And it's a real couple.
It's a real couple.
And that's the thing. And
are they in love?
As I was talking about on radio, you fall into the narratives. Mm-hmm. So you've heard all the stuff about them. People keep asking you about that. And then I was like, oh, yeah, okay, this, yeah. Oh, it's wild to see Bill with a younger woman and seeing that equality of it. And it was just, because I looked at him in the AFC East as this, you look at Bill as a football god, so you see him in a different way. And it was not, what I spoke on was not what I saw with them. I got caught up in the narrative, caught up in the questioning. When somebody sees that you have talked to football god, now they want to ask the questions that they've had on their minds for years. And I would say that's what I got caught up in. And I just want to tell Bill, Jordan, I apologize for any negativity it brought to you. Coach, we talked on the phone. I told you, I respect you as much as I do anybody in this world. And what happened and the articles came out were unrealistic. And that's the opposite of what I wanted to do for you and what I want to do for your relationship, Coach. So that's my bad. And I want to put it out there as a man, my bad, Coach.
He said what I said I saw.
is not what I saw.
Right.
Right.
What the hell does that mean?
I also love when people answer questions that weren't asked. They're a real couple. I didn't say anything that they weren't. Why are you telling me they're a real couple? You seem to be getting ahead of the curve.
I fell into the narrative as opposed to you just said what you saw.
Right.
You're saying now you fell into the narrative. Okay, so what you saw isn't the real thing?
So I know pussyfooting.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy. So she didn't choreograph it. You just flat out lied. You made it up.
Just made it up.
Why'd you make it up? Because that wasn't
He fell into the narrative.
No. There was no narrative about it. You just said she choreographed it. So, like, you stated an observational fact of an occasion. But
you know what's so funny? He's literally trying to say, when he says, I got caught up in the narrative, he's trying to say, everyone else was making fun of this relationship, and so I got caught up, and so I started making fun of it, but that's really not what happened.
But what's the key piece of information in that whole thing?
When I talked to Bill.
There you go.
And I bet you Bill, that's you know it. Who I bet is mad about that? Jordan. Idiot Crowder, you weren't supposed to say you talked to us. This is supposed to be coming from
that's
you.
That's exactly right.
She must have been pissed when she heard that, but this was embarrassing.
It's for embarrassing. Him? For who, though? Who's it really embarrassing for?
Channing.
Well, Channing.
Okay, and?
I know where you're going to take this, because you tend to take it in this direction.
And?
Bill.
Mm-hmm. Because Bill's like, he's got to stomp out all these, that's what he does.
He's a bully.
Yeah.
How do you think he controlled the message for 20 years?
It's amazing. What is this
I
guy?
I was bullied
why
by
does
him.
Channing Crowder feel like he's got to make this apology? What is Bill going to fire him for, get him fired
Belichick
from his job?
Or? Has done it again.
Like, what is he so afraid of Bill that he has to go on and make a fool of himself?
I feel like you are better to answer that. I mean, you're an NFL player. Like, what does he have? Like,
no clue.
Because I have no reason.
I have no idea.
Because Channing Crowder is no longer playing and Bill's no longer coaching. So it's not like I want to play for Bill's team in the NFL. He's not coaching for Bill. He hired Jamie Collins, not you. Did you want to get on Bill's staff? Like, what favor does he owe you?
No clue.
Quid pro quo, what are you getting out of this?
But the key is Bill talked to him.
Or is it as simple as your boy, and I know he's your boy because I watched you and him dap up in the airport, Ryan Clark, did he just orchestrate all of this? Was he mad about it? Because
he brokered it.
Yeah, did he broker the deal? Because he works with Bill on Inside the NFL. He works with Channing Crowder on the Pivot, is it called, podcast?
Yeah.
So
that's
what it was. Did he just force this to come together?
But my guess is Ryan didn't know that he was going to be saying that stuff. And Ryan got heat for it, and so he's mad at him for saying the things he said, because ultimately Ryan got some heat for what his co-host said.
And Ryan's been getting a lot of heat lately. He got into the whole thing with RG3 about his wife, and she's white, and they can't possibly talk about race over the dinner table, so maybe stay out of it. Like, he needs to maybe just take a break.
Just chill.
You know, June's a good month. You know, go on a vacation, step away from a microphone for a while. I might do it.
I think when he first got into the business, I thought he was excellent. There's a humility to him. I think now it's a little, he's big time now, I think it's you get a little bit over your skis sometimes.
Well, he also seems to blend wanting to say things that are really sort of controversial with then not liking the response when you say something that's kind of controversial.
Don't work that way. I wish I could do that.
Right, you can't have both. You can't say Bill Belichick gets 10% of credit for the dynasty and then cry if people question you for saying Bill Belichick, right? You take the good and the bad. You got to take the heat. You don't like the heat, get out the
kitchen. This story's phenomenal, though.
This is a good story. Real quick, Stiz, do we have the Joe Flacco audio? We don't have to play the whole thing, but Joe Flacco was asked about, and I thought this was relevant to us because these were the questions we were asking Jacoby Brissett last year. Are you a mentor, or are you trying to be the starting quarterback? Starting quarterback, and Joe Flacco is in that role in Cleveland, and I thought he had really good answers here.
It's a talking point. You can kind of like use it like – because it's a good question to bait somebody into answering, and no matter how they answer it, it kind of makes the guy that's answering it look bad. If I say I don't want to be a mentor, I look bad. If I say I do want to be a mentor, then I look like an idiot that doesn't care about being good and playing football. So it's one of those questions that no matter what I say, you guys can write what you want to write about it. And there's a lot of questions like that. That's why you end up having to try to avoid them. I tend to try to be honest, and I've said I'm not a mentor. I play football. And in a quarterback room, there's a lot of times already, there's been already a ton of times where there's learning experiences, and I have a lot of experience and I can talk on things and hopefully they listen, but it's not necessarily like my job to like make sure they listen to me. And hey, like hopefully you have a really good relationship with the guys that are in the room and you naturally want to do that.
All right. Thank you, Stiz. I thought he nailed the hell out of that answer because this is very common.
Way to go, bud.
I don't think reporters are necessarily trying to gotcha you, but they want to write something, and how you answer it is going to take them in one direction or the other. And he's right. If you say, oh, yeah, I'm here to be a mentor, oh, you say you don't really care if you play anymore. You lost your competitive edge and you're fired. Or, no, I'm just trying to win my job. I'm not worried about being a mentor. Oh, you're an a-hole and not a leader and a good veteran? Right? Like, what are you supposed to say?
I thought Matt Flacco crushed this. It was so refreshing. I think Joe Flacco is at the top of the, man, I used to hate you during your early playing days when you played against my favorite team, but now that you've become a veteran presence, probably with a media career to come, I'm a fan. I love old man Flacco. I think he's great.
I do love the how fans just want these guys to be, you know, teach the young guys. It's like, would you at your job?
Right.
Would you want to help the younger people below you so that they take your job eventually someday?
Right.
Yeah, does that make any sense?
Hey, Vanna White, there's this really attractive young woman who's going to come in. Can you show her how to spin the letters?
Oh, and you don't want to? Oh, you're selfish. Oh, what's...
No, I want to keep my
job. You're not a good team player.
Yeah.
Like, dude.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't. All right. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons is the real odds and ends, the one that come at the end of the show when we do a little crossover with Christian Arcand. He yells at us about something. It's all next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons, time now for Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's CARS with a K. Let's squeeze a phone call in. It went so well during the three-point stance yesterday. Let's squeeze one in the odds and ends segment. See how this goes, Fitzy. Craig in the car, what are your thoughts on Alex Cora, Craig?
Hey, guys. I'll keep it brief. You know, I'm still scarred from the Sox firing Francona before they really should have, and all the follow from that. And just watching the way that Cora handles the media, you say, we got to keep him. This guy's perfect for this franchise. But at some point, I think it gets to the level that he's too easy on these players, and there's something mentally broken with the way this team's operating. The errors, not being able to close games, they just aren't mentally strong enough, and I think it falls on the manager, unfortunately.
Thanks for the call, Craig.
Or too young and inexperienced.
Yeah, and maybe a combination of the two. Mm-hmm. If he's not reaching them or whipping them into shape, whatever you want to call it.
One-run losses don't do him any favors. I feel like those are kind of managerial-type games
that
come in to be factors. So, yeah, this conversation is going to be had all season long.
And you bring up those one-run losses. So they are 6-15. They lead the league in one-run losses. Dan and I ran the numbers.
0-4 in extra inning games.
Yeah, and Dan and I ran the numbers yesterday. If they were just close to the league average in one-run games, average of one-run games, all of baseball, it's around 483 or something, right, Dan?
Yeah, in the American League.
In the American League. Yep. If they were anywhere near that, up in the 400 win percentage range, like 430, they'd have 31 wins. We'd be talking. They'd be 31-27. We'd be talking about this baseball team in like a different light, and yet they're not. They haven't, and that's, you know, going back to the old Parcells, like, if my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle, that kind of thing. Like, you're not. You don't have that record for a reason, for whatever the reason is.
Yep.
And I just wonder, has Alex Cora, like, is he not reaching them? Like, and I like it. I say it all the time. I like talking to Alex Cora. He seems like a good guy. But the end result in close games, in managerial games, in situations, in things that pop up, just haven't been good enough. Christian Arkin, you get a whole, 15
speaking
minutes?
Of not good enough.
No, but you did make me laugh when we were joking about you having 4 hours to yell at us about something. And I'm like, getting down here and I'm driving out here. And that really ground my gears.
Yep. Yep.
I don't even remember what it was, but something
Craig Breslow said. And what you were just talking about got to me, too, because Cora, I forget if it was with you guys or if it was, he's talked a lot, but I think it was with you. And he was like, I keep telling these guys over and over, there's certain times to take that extra base, there's certain times to do this.
Yep.
You're telling them over and over, and they're not listening, obviously. So, you know, like, is the message not getting there? Why is the message not being relayed? If you're telling them over and over, eventually, your team's not that young. Yep. There's some young players, not that young.
It's kind of young.
You got veteran players all up and down that roster. I mean, you have plenty.
I think they're younger than you think they are.
What is this?
Yeah, I don't know. It's my voice. Late in the week. They're a pretty young baseball team. I think I've told Ted this. I think we underestimated how young they were going to be.
Well, they became young overnight, it feels like, a little bit.
Story, Devers, Duran is in his late 20s.
I eliminate Devers because he is not a leader. He's not a veteran.
He's a veteran. He's played in the league.
He just hits. He's like on his island. I said it earlier. He plays for the Devers. He doesn't play for the Red Sox. That's who he plays for and the stats. They're a young team. I mean, they're going to have their fourth cleanup hitter that's a rookie at some point. When Roman Anthony bats cleanup, and he will bat cleanup at some point, he'll join Marcelo Meyer, Christian Campbell, and Narvaez. Like, that tells you how four times you've had a rookie cleanup hitter.
It's true.
That's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, and none of them have really stuck, huh?
No! In fact, it ruined Campbell. Yeah. He was great until you moved him up, and then he fell apart, and then you moved him to it. So, yeah, they're a mess. I just so want them to, like, can we turn it around a little? Stay entertaining. Stay engaged. They can't fall out of it, and they feel like they're right on the precipice of falling out of it.
Because what they need is a long win streak, but now the win streak gets them back to 500.
Yes.
You know, like, we wanted them to separate. We wanted them to get distance between them and the muck in the American League that's stuck at 500, and now you have to get that win streak just to get back into that muck. Mm-hmm. Like that, you know, they've made things so much harder for themselves than they needed to.
They've mucked it up.
They have.
Just muck. That was muck. Make sure everybody heard that properly. Just don't drop that. It's just muck. So what do you got tonight for your 15-minute show?
I don't even think it's 15 minutes. I think it's like five. So I'll yell and scream for 5 minutes like I usually do. Send everybody into the weekend. And then we got a three-man booth tonight. Are you aware of this?
Yes.
We got Will, and Lou. Three guys in the booth because of the Apple TV situation. Lou's just crashed the party. And that should be a lot of fun tonight.
Potential sitcom.
Coming two Wills, a Lou, in a baseball game? Like
barbershop
that,
trio.
We talked about that. We guaranteed it'll be a good broadcast. We can't guarantee the game will be good, but that's going to be a good broadcast tonight. You will enjoy that. Although Lou was bitching about I waited all year to play golf on the off day in Atlanta, and it's raining all day in Atlanta or something. So you might get a little angry, Lou, coming off a
that'd make it a colorful broadcast.
Yeah.
Though.
So it should be fun.
Many people in the Twitch chat are saying that I am now have become angry Lou.
A little bit.
Yeah, that the angry Lou's gone now.
Angry,
it's
angry Arcand.
Isn't that just Arcand?
And by the way, have become? I worked with you all fall. You were angry every day.
I was, yes.
You called me a jerk, stupid, shut-up idiot because of Swayman.
That was just once.
That's true. I called him that for other reasons, too.
Yeah. All right, stick around to be yelled at with Angry Arcand, a short show leading into the Mass Mutual pregame show, and then it is Red Sox and Braves. Fingers crossed, toes crossed, cross what you can cross. Maybe they'll get a win. And we'll be back on Monday, 2 to 6, WEEI Afternoons. Have a good weekend, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.